I'm a hard-working man. I wear a steel hard hat.
Kick it off. The man we are fixing to have on the podcast today, that is his theme song because he is the heart and soul of the rodeo company that we are working for this weekend. Welcome back, folks. We are back with Beyond the Mic. I'm your host, Trey Casey. We're missing co-host Luke Scruggs. He is at a bull riding in Pennsylvania tonight, but we'll miss him. We'll miss him.
That was T-Bot Coors Light.
That was, no. I mean, you can be brought to T-Bot Coors Light. I can't be.
No, we are.
Oh,
we are.
Oh,
we're
you
of
two
age.
As a pair. Oh, okay. Yeah. You're right.
No, we're not
a pair.
No, I mean, like, we're co-workers.
Yeah, okay. All right. You want me to play the two of us song for you? Or?
I mean, if you want to. We'll play
it's
Baby Shark
again.
World
no. So, anyways.
We can make it if we try.
We're here in Edgerton, Wisconsin with the Big Hat Rodeo crew. And sitting here tonight with us, two special guests. One being, he is. You know, in the opening, if I was more prepared, I would have got the opening pre-recorded on here so that we could play it.
I mean, I can go get Jason. He's right
nah,
there.
No, we're,
we
good. We're good.
Yeah, he's got it pre-recorded.
If I remember correctly, he handles livestock diligently? How do you say
diligently?
It?
Diligently?
Yeah, I think so. Is that how you handle livestock?
I think so.
Okay. It talks about, you know, he handles livestock well, runs the chutes, is, you know, the heart and soul of behind the scenes of Big Hat Rodeo Company. We have with us also a farrier, professional.
Professional.
The Justin, just cussum, Calcevera.
That's inventor, a good nickname.
Of inventor of the Calcevera crawl. Y'all ain't seen that? Go look at TikTok. He's
I went viral.
A little bit viral.
It didn't quite go as viral as Tony Lama.
No, Tony Lama's out there.
Either way, we have with us Justin Calcevera, and we have bullfighter and friend Jacob Jackson from Arkansas. I
put that in there. 2J Fighting
Bulls. 2J Fighting Bulls. Shout out to them. Do you want to sponsor the podcast?
Touche. How much?
I don't know.
I'm a bullfighter.
I can throw 20 in afterwards, boys, okay?
Oh, anyways.
I can throw 20 in on it. We can do that.
Last
I got 25.
Last time I checked, this was
the... Yeah, I know.
Last time I checked, this wasn't your show, pal. I know you run the rodeo, but I run this show, so just... Back it on up, Terry.
You know, at the break, didn't he say to
Terry.
Chime in more?
Don't talk to me like I'm Terry. He's the one that's spinning that propeller.
Either way, we got Justin, we got Jacob with us tonight, and we're going to talk a little rodeo. We got a little post-rodeo podcast here. We had a wonderful performance here, second performance, Saturday night, right here in Edgerton, Wisconsin, last night, Friday night.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Pretty good.
Crowd was good tonight.
Sold out.
Crowd was even better tonight, I think.
It was a better crowd tonight.
Better crowd, yes. And we've had two good perfs. We got a matinee perf tomorrow, 2:30, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Production meeting at 11, if any of you that are working for us, if you're listening to this, I mean,
11
I'm probably
o'clock.
Post it. Yeah,
contestants,
11 o'clock.
Next gen has it wrong. It's not
yeah,
7:30.
Next gen. Yes.
It
yeah,
is 2:30.
Yeah. Contestants, all you contestants. That'll hear this next week.
Yes. You're going to hear this next week, but just in case you missed it, this was your warning. The perf is at 2:30, not at 7:30. Next gen has it wrong.
All
usual.
Sunday purse will be 2:30. It's never 7:30.
Never.
Not heading home on a Sunday night.
Absolutely.
Right. So anyway, we got Justin with us. You know, he is, as the pre-recorded opening says, it's just chugging. It's okay. As the pre-recording opening says, he is, you know, kind of the heart and soul of the back pens here and behind the scenes of Big Hat Rodeo Company. You know, his family has been in rodeo for forever. He's been in rodeo forever. Justin, why don't you take us, you know, here at Beyond the Mic, we like to talk about how people got started. We want to talk about life beyond the mic, beyond the lights of inside the arena. We want to go outside the arena, behind the scenes and in depth. Talk a little bit about how you got started rodeoing with your family.
I mean, since I was a baby, grew up going to rodeos all summer and, you know, hanging out. My grandparents ran it when I was a kid until my grandpa passed away in 2016, then my aunt took it over, Lenora. At the time, she was basically running most of it at that time. But
right,
you know, I traveled with them and my dad. He picked up and trick rode and all that. So when I was a kid, I mean, we didn't have normal summers. You know, we went to rodeos all summer and just kind of fell in love with the sport and fell in love with the work aspect of it, which is...
You fell in love with work?
As crazy as it sounds.
I knew he was crazy.
Well, you know, my grandpa used to put me on calves all the time because I thought I wanted to be a big, bad bull rider.
Yeah,
and I found out that the ground hurts.
Especially at Edgerton. It's pretty hard up here.
It is hard up. Well, and this is, you know, these racetracks is what most of our rodeos are on, you know, up this part of the country. And I thought that flanking horses was pretty darn cool. And so when I was a teenager, I started flanking horses with my grandpa and, you know, took some time to figure it out. And there are still days that I go buy new gloves. Not today.
Like today?
Yeah.
Or was it today?
Absolutely. I bought two new pairs, so I got faith in them.
Big time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he just broke them out at the last deal, so.
Yeah.
He put some miles on them now.
I did, you know. Anyhow, so just kind of grew up going to rodeos and eased on up through the ranks from working the outgate during the timed events to pushing cattle to loading horses and bulls to pulling gates and flanking and now shoot boss.
Head right. Ass
arena director. Definitely head ass. Well, second head ass chewer. I don't know if anybody knows this about our rodeo company, but the lady in charge can do it when she wants to.
Right. Super nice lady. Super sweet.
Super sweet lady. As long as you do your job.
Do your job.
Don't
mess
the production
up.
Production line.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I might have made that mistake yesterday. At the production meeting, I was not there thinking about the bullfighter. The bullfighter has to help
me
with my act.
Can I interject here?
Yeah, I guess.
If the bullfighter would have been here on time,
they'd like to hire guys that live 13 hours away.
He's only known
that's just because he's so good.
This is the date, so
just
because
you're so good, it's a testament to how good you are. They want you to come all the way up here.
Yeah, yeah. We just don't have bullfighters in Wisconsin. Anyhow, so moved up through the ranks and loved flanking horses.
Loved it.
It's great.
You love flanking horses. You love getting guys bucked off.
Both.
I got them there.
Both. You know, like, I want you to get it bucked off. If you're not going to buck off, do a good job.
Yeah, spur that.
If you're a bareback rider, have your feet on the correct side. Don't hang off the side of them. You know,
right. Like,
do a good job on the horse.
Make it showy.
Absolutely. Do a good job. Don't hang up there like trash. You know,
Matt's a pretty handy bronc rider up this year.
What's that?
I said, we've had a pretty handy bareback rider this year. Matt Smith's been coming up here and putting on a show.
Absolutely. He's been great this year.
We've been getting some good horses.
He's firing on all cylinders.
The last couple weeks, we've been a little short, but, you know, the rodeo season's picked up, and as everyone is aware, we lack horse riders. You know, but, you know, 3 weeks ago, we went from bucking 11 horses a perf to, you know, we're bucking like three now, four next week. Should be better. So.
Right. Well, I mean, and that's the thing about the Midwest up here. There's so many fairs. There's so many rodeos. There's so many of the boom, 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 you know, in a row, an hour from each other, that it's hard, even though you're putting on a premier three-day event, which I really admire you guys. You went ahead and made Friday night one perf.
Yep.
And then made Saturday night and Sunday separate perfs. So that way, you know, your people, when they come, they can come and stay.
Absolutely.
You know, they can have a good time, they can rodeo and make it work and be able to stay in one place for 2 days, which makes it really nice on the personnel side, the contract, you know, personnel, the contestants especially, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, you know, all these fair rodeos up here, it's crazy the amount of rodeos that happen in a week. I mean, you can go Monday through Sunday and go be a different, you can be in a different state almost every day if you wanted to.
Absolutely. It's, it's a new thing that we're trying this year with the split those 3 days up
right.
into one and then two. And it paid off, definitely, in the early part of the season. And, you know, this weekend, it's not as great. But, you know, we've actually had good performances. We just, I mean, really, the only thing we lacked was some horse riders.
Right.
So, but the performance has been good. And,
no,
you know, that's all
you
can ask for.
You can't really complain. And as long as you show the people, as long as you give them a little taste of it, they're happy.
Absolutely.
I mean, like,
absolutely.
Them boys riding their horses yesterday, you can't ask for much better. If they can get two out of three covered, I mean, the people are happy. They got to see the wild, wild west.
Absolutely.
You know, one ride at a time.
Absolutely. And, you know, I don't know. It's hard to get them, so we get the right horses for them and try to do the best we can.
Right. You know, being on the not even just, you know, the head honcho stock contractor side, but being on just the crew and the personnel side and the rodeo production in general, how do you think, because you are a guy that, like you said, you've worked from the time that you're a little guy, not much taller, not much taller now, but you've worked from the time you're a little guy all the way up to now, and you've done every job. You know, you ran the strip and shoot, you've ran the outgate, you've ran the timed event end, you've flanked horses, you've picked up, you've done a little bit of it all. How do you think that helps you and diversifies you to be able to help with the whole production of the rodeo as a whole?
I think mainly what it does is I understand the role that every person has and what goes into it.
Right.
And so I think it's our Italian blood, but we run a little bit on the hot side.
Just a little.
Just a little.
Just a little.
And so if someone's not doing their job.
Big Hat Rodeo, but they've got red shirts, and when Justin turns the shade of his red shirt, you know shit's fixing to go down.
Well, you know, I try to stay very calm.
Yes, yes.
But if somebody doesn't do their job, it's a problem.
Right.
And
open an outgate when Trey's out there telling a joke, you know.
Yeah.
I almost got run over, people.
I want
flag horses are dangerous. Almost as dangerous as the barrel horses.
Is almost R.I.P. Clown Boy.
Almost.
Almost.
And they could joust it. Which would be a problem.
It was close.
But anyhow, I want everybody to do their job, and I understand what goes into every one of the jobs that we hire someone for.
Right.
And so I can tell that if the guys on the strip and shoot, for instance, are taking too long, like, what are you guys doing? I used to run it by myself when I was 12 years old. Like,
right.
And, you know, we typically have two people on it. Mm-hmm. And if they get backed up, that's a problem.
Right.
You know, you only got a couple holes.
Right.
So,
no comment.
Don't giggle. Trey, you're such a child.
Anyhow,
but it's just, we're trying to make the production value of each performance better than the last.
Right.
You know, and from last week to this week, we want it to be better. And that's the goal. And so I try to make sure that my experience plays into knowing maybe what is affecting those guys to not get their job done well. What can I do better?
Right.
You know, how can I either slow it down or speed it up to make sure that everybody has a fair shot and we do the best show for the crowd?
Right. And, I mean, that's really what it's about is putting on the best show for the crowd, because you're battling social media, you're battling going to the movie theaters, you're battling the Friday night football game. You're battling the truck pull or the tractor pull like we had last week during the rodeo.
Absolutely.
You know.
On TikTok, I mean, golly, they can't get off TikTok.
Yeah. I mean, you get on TikTok, you know, you're sitting on the toilet watching TikTok. Next thing you know, it's 4 hours later and you got a little bit of drool hanging out of your mouth. Like, it just happens.
Yeah, and you're dry, too.
Yeah.
Now you gotta take a shower.
So, anyways, you know.
4 hours later and drool come out of your mouth. Sounds like you hit the dispensary up, not the dang TikTok.
Anyways, but you know, you're battling all of it, and to give people a show that they can stay into, stay a part of, and, you know, not lose their attention is hard, especially when you're dealing with all the different things we deal with, from the contestants, the livestock, you know, the personnel, just in general, for all of it to run like a well-oiled machine. It's hard to be able to make it run that way and give them a show that they're not bored, you know, for a second. There's something happening every second of the perf to make it interesting for them and make them, you know, want to be engaged and want to be there and not get on their phone and lose them. Because once you let them on their phone, I mean, we've all done it. Once you get on it, it's hard to get off of it.
Right, right. Yeah, well, and that comes with hiring the right people, right? Making sure you got a good funny man, you got a good announcer, you know, and you got the rest of the gang
right.
is doing their job to make sure that you guys, as the entertainers, are not having to really carry the load. And sometimes you have to, but, I mean, that's the job.
That's my job.
That's your job.
That's my
job. But we also want to make it as easy as possible.
Right.
You know, and each performance is different. You know, you might have on Friday night, you might be full in every event, and you might not get a word out. You know.
Right.
But then, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon, you might be light, and
You
got to work a little harder. You got to do another act or whatever.
Right. And talk about being not even on my side, I understand it, but talk about the behind the scenes of that as somebody that's running the shoots. Does it make your job, what stresses you out more? Having 9 horses to load and buck or having 3 and worrying about not, you know, not having enough? What's more difficult, you know?
The three is more difficult.
Right.
The 9 is more exhausting, but right. The 3 is more difficult. You know, you want to make sure you're not running through it because you don't want to speed the show up too much.
Right.
You know, and as long as everybody's kind of doing their job, we can keep an even pace. But when you got 3 or you got 2, it's really hard to, you know, kind of keep their attention and not be like, oh, that's it.
Right.
You know, but. You know, that's where we...
And at the same time, when you have 3, you only have 3 chances to impress the people.
Absolutely.
When you have 9, you know, if 2 don't buck the greatest, but, you know, the rest do.
Well, and I don't know if anybody... Well, luckily, I don't wear a microphone behind the chutes. Because there might be some expletives.
I tell you what,
that happen.
New idea. I have little mics that connect to your phone. Tomorrow we do Justin Calzavera
behind the
mic'd
chutes.
Up.
So there's a reason my telephone gets put away an hour before the performance. I don't see it until... I mean, I still haven't looked at my phone, and I don't know what time it is now, but...
It is currently 12:20.
It's 12:20. I haven't looked at my phone since 6 o'clock. So...
So for any of you trying to reach Justin, he will get back to you ASAP.
And, well, I'm filming a very important podcast right now, or taping, whatever
taping,
you call it.
Not
taping.
Filming.
Well, we were Facebook Live for a little while.
For a little bit.
But, yeah, it's hard to keep you cool sometimes when everybody's not doing their thing. And the horses, I take that to heart because
right.
I feel responsible for it at times because we don't put horses out there that we think aren't going to do their job.
Right, yeah.
You know, so if they don't do their job, I take it to heart and, well, maybe I missed a flank. And it happens. But,
it happens.
You know. It,
but then
and everybody has an off day.
Right, absolutely.
Everybody, myself, the horses, the cowboys, you know, some of the horses are tricky and you got to – start them up a little bit, make sure your spurs are in them, you know, and sometimes we don't have, you know, the top echelon of bronc riders, whatever, and
right,
so...
Right, but we're just happy to have what we got.
You got to do the best you can.
Absolutely, because I don't want to get... Jacob, you don't want to get on a bronc, do you?
I've had to. And bulls.
But you don't want to.
No, not really.
Not really.
I mean, do you want to put it on record? Do you want to?
About getting
for all you stock contractors,
we, I mean,
you can hire a bullfighter and a bull
bronc.
Rider.
Bullfighter, bull rider, bronc rider, and
no,
I heard
I
he had a bareback
rack
too.
I've heard he picks up also.
He picked up last, actually, so fun story. We got a phone call last summer in between rodeos.
No, come on over here, Andrew.
Come on. Andrew Floto.
You're already on record.
Andrew Floto. He is the, I can't read your lips. You're
Bernie.
A pickup, man.
Banamine.
What?
Banamine.
Oh. Banamine. I don't have any Banamine, no.
Banamine?
Yes.
For who?
One of the barrel racers called
last night. Uh-oh. Okay, we're going to pause the podcast
real
quick.
Pause the podcast for just a second. We have a equine emergency.
Absolutely.
This is why he's the guy. This is why he's the guy.
Shoot box, getting some drugs.
Different kind of rodeo company. Anyways, you know, that's why he's the guy. Jacob, that's why he's the guy right there.
He is the guy.
At a moment's notice, he's off
the
help.
He's overlooked a lot, but he is the guy.
Overlooked because of his talent or his height?
You know, on the taller end, you just look right over him, but, you know.
Either way, you know, he's a good guy. And right now, he's currently running as fast as his little legs can take him across the way here. He's going to get some Banamine.
He picked up speed when he saw them booty shorts she had on, but I'm just kidding, Sheena. She's
just
not
kidding.
Even sight. That's just...
I think that's a dude, actually.
Probably, yeah, it is.
But no, that's.
I figured we'd get Sheena riled up, you know.
That's
Justin gives us enough that I think we can get back to him and let him take a little ass June for
right,
us.
Right, exactly. But you know, that's why he's the guy. He's here, there, he's everywhere, you know. And he just does a heck of a job at it. He'll be back here in just a second. We're back, Justin. Per usual, just save the day.
Yeah, save the day. Calzavera,
well, hopefully. Hopefully. I mean, we don't know, you know.
The
hopefully
horse,
it makes it night.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I mean, technically it's already morning being after
well,
12.
He's good.
But yeah, he made it through the next day.
That's that Banamine.
She's good for everything.
Drive him around a little bit.
We'll go check with her here shortly, make sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Good Samaritans.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho's, what were we talking about? We were talking about...
Just how great, amazing, you know, just how wonderful Justin Calzavera is.
Oh, you guys are too much.
You know, we were talking about the seriousness of the flanking and the horses. Talk a little about, you know, you are Big Hat's main flank man, obviously. Talk about the horses in general, you know, you take care of them, you haul them to the rodeo. Talk about what goes into that. I mean, not just being, like, we've had a stock contractor on before, you know, but talk about just the care of the horses as the guy that takes care of them, the guy that feeds them, flanks them, and everything in between.
Well, I will say, Lenora feeds the horses every day.
Right.
They live at her place. But, you know, when they're here, they're in my care.
Right.
And, you know, I just try to do the best I can. And
yell at Bernie.
I obviously know all the horses very well. You know, right. So when it comes to any of the vet work and worming and all that jazz,
giving Banamine.
You know, I'm the one giving Banamine or Dorm when we need to.
Or a little of that magic juice that one mare loves.
The old hemp juice, she likes it.
She likes
She will take your hand off. Anyhow, you know, when I was a kid, I liked horses, but I never thought, like...
You always wanted a pony?
No, I had a pony, and she was a... What was the word you told me to use?
Not...
Raging bitch.
Yeah, okay, that, yeah.
She was a raging bitch. And she kind of set me back on things a little bit. I'm not the horseman that I should be at my age. That's how I feel.
Right.
And anyhow, but, you know, so I do all the handling of them and all the working of them and that, and... I grew to love it, and I didn't think that would be the case when I was a little boy.
Right.
And but it just so happens that, you know, I've made my career, too, outside of rodeo. Right. I'm under horses all day.
Right, because you also have a farrier service.
Yeah, I have a farrier business that I've been doing for 14 years, and I love it most days.
Most days.
Most days. There are other days that it's a little
overwhelming.
Like the
day you got here, you had wonderful things to say.
I had wonderful things to say the day I got here, but you know what? We made it through it, and here we are. It's, you know, what's the quote? There's the outside of the horse is good for the inside of a man.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, it's true. And it's funny, though, because that quote was based on, you know, going and taking care of your horse and riding him and grooming him and all that. My bond is more with these...
Bucking horses.
Bucking horses, you know.
Right.
It's crazy, but... You know, I love the bucking horses, and when they perform to their peak, it's the best thing.
Lights a little fire inside you.
Absolutely. I mean, I get jazzed up, you know, every time, you know, and it's a cliche, but when the national anthem is playing and the horses are pawing in the chutes, like, it gets me. Like, it gets me jazzed up,
you
know.
Does a little tear run down your face?
Absolutely. You know, we'll be at a baseball game, one of the boys' baseball games, and that national anthem plays, and I'm over there kind of getting stretched out flank horses, and I'm like, I'm the odd guy. I'm the only person wearing jeans, promise. Mm-hmm. You know, it's and I'm drunk. Sitting there.
Andrew, get the gate open. Bernie! Yeah, Bernie!
Get the dang horses!
Damn
what
it,
are you
Bernie.
Doing? But,
horses, guys, horses!
Horses!
What are we doing?
Oh, you know, 20th performance of the year and...
Freaking
still
smuts.
Don't know when to let the horses out. Anyhow,
Just follow the recording.
Because we had to buck damn bulls at the beginning.
Yeah, well, that will throw you off.
It will.
It threw all of us off because I don't think there was anybody ready tonight for it. Anyhow.
I was ready. I had my barrel rolled up and ready to go.
You were ready.
I was ready.
Except you forgot that we were introducing horses.
That's not his department, though.
That's not my department.
It's not
your department.
I was ready
for my job.
But you didn't get run over.
Because last time I checked, my name is Trey Casey, professional barrel man and rodeo clown, not Justin Calzavera, professional flank man and back pen shoot boss.
Yeah. Exactly.
Anyhow, so you should have told us.
I should have.
More
I mean,
so.
I don't know why we
more
did.
More so than just.
I believe
the horses! Get the horses! Damn it!
In the meeting, we said the opening, same as every other performance. Anyhow, the bucking horses, you know, it's magical. I love it. You know, and when you start them, we raise most of our horses. We do buy
right.
some. I think everybody has to, you know.
Right, yeah.
And, but when you raise them from the time they're foals, you get them through all the stages of growing up, and you get them shoot broke, which actually is my, I love shoot breaking horses.
Right, because you have an indoor arena there
yep,
at the house.
Yep, I got an indoor arena at the house. We've got a couple bucking shoots. We do some practices. But shoot breaking them is nice because I can go load them up, tie them in, make it a safe space, go and clean stalls or do whatever, and they figure it out.
Right.
And, it's nice to watch them grow. And you don't know, you know, we dummy buck all of our horses. Some of them buck with the dummy, some of them don't. Some of the ones that really buck with the dummy
don't buck with a guy.
They don't buck with a guy. And some of the horses that don't buck with a dummy will come along and surprise you and be all stars.
Right.
So it's proud papa moment, really. You know, I mean, for lack of a better term.
Right.
But it's there's a lot of work that goes into it.
Right.
And, you know, and then, you know, when we leave for a rodeo, Lenore's place is 45 minutes from mine, so we get our trailer packed up, and I haul all the feed and hay and all that jazz and saddle horses in my trailer, and then drive to her place. We get the horses caught, sort, load, drive to the wherever we're going, set the arena up, and get them unloaded as quick as we can, and all
right.
that jazz.
Right. You know, you've talked about the logistics of it. You've talked about, you know, the horses, the stock, what goes into putting it on. What do you think, you know, we talked about it a little bit before, what do you think takes rodeo from being good to great? You know, what's that extra, and it don't have to be on necessarily your side. It can be on the production side of the scale. It can be on the announcer and clown side. It can be on the bullfighter and what he can do. But what do you think takes a decent rodeo to a great rodeo?
Do your job.
In all capital letters.
Absolutely. Do your job. Do what you're hired to do. And exactly, without being told. You know, it's really frustrating when you get to a point where you've got people that have been doing it a while, and you got to constantly remind them.
Right.
That shouldn't have to be. But when
right.
everybody's clicking, that's when the perfs go great.
Just makes it click off so
absolutely.
Much better.
Absolutely. You know, you cut a half a second here, a half a second here, a half a second here.
Right.
At the end of the perf, it flowed perfectly,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's on me, you know,
right.
to make sure that
because
every person on the crew knows exactly what to do and when to do it. And then, you know, you, the announcer, whoever's clowning, whoever's announcing, is making sure they fill those dead spaces, because at the end of the day, we're working with animals. And whether it's bucking horse, or it's a dog and steer, or a bull, whatever, they take their time sometimes. Sometimes they're not
yes.
standing right, so we got to wait
right.
on them. But as long as everybody is doing their job, from the gate man on the outgate, making sure that the time event contestants are coming in, and we're not having to, you know, if we're waiting on the time event contestants, that's a problem. You know, get them in.
Well, that's where your clown.
Get them out.
If he was actually
that's where the clown,
good,
the, yeah,
he'd do something,
he can,
right?
He can kill a little time. Tell
right.
tell a joke, clap some hands, whatever.
Clap some hands. Lots of hand clapping.
I love hand clapping because I can hear it.
Right, yeah.
You know, and that means he's doing his job.
Right, right.
Or she, you know, it's 2025.
I don't think
I think Gracie Lou might be a clown.
She could be. She's pretty dang funny.
She is funny.
But, no, and that's the thing. You know, I've said it before and I'll say it again. You know, you can have a beautiful Dodge 2025 Ram pickup sitting there, but without an engine, it don't run. You know, it's just a yard ornament.
Yeah.
And that's really, you know, your job as the back pens, the shoot boss, the production manager, so to speak. That's your job to keep the engine running, keep it oiled and gassed up and ready to go.
Absolutely.
Because
he's the ECM. He just, you know, he has a control of the whole everything.
Right. And
I'm a robot.
A robot?
Well, I have mechanical devices, so.
That is true. That is true. But, I mean, and that's what really does take it from good to great, because if you don't have somebody that, as we know, is willing to chew a little ass.
You have to. You know, you can't do it all the time.
Right.
But when it's deserved, get after them. Make them understand, hey, look,
right.
we're writing you a check. We
right.
didn't write you a check not to do your job.
Right.
We wrote you a check to do your job.
So step up.
Just like any other job, right? Like
yeah.
if you worked at McDonald's and you didn't do your job flipping the burgers, they'd fire you.
Right.
You know, they expect you to put the cheese on perfectly.
Right. Right. And, you know, and that's what being how you are, and it's really good. I think you have a good happy medium. I mean, like we've said,
happy and when, just no, not the same sentence. You have to rephrase that.
Hey, come on. He is happy one time. There is a time that 110% you will see Justin Calzavera with a smile on his face, and he is happy to be up in that place. And you know where that's at?
The kid scramble? Boot scramble?
No.
When he stands above everybody else?
I don't stand above everybody else. That's
there's
the
some
problem.
Kids that are taller than him. The one place that he is always happy is breakfast. And
oh,
my God,
true. He is a breakfast man.
If we can make it to breakfast, come hell or high water, we're gonna make it.
Damn right.
Because if you ever go to breakfast with him, the rest of the crew, though, be sure to get a gosh dang kids menu.
Yeah.
You gotta have a kids menu.
You gotta have a damn. Even though it's gonna be the Mickey Mouse pancakes every time, you gotta have a dadgum kids menu. And get him club soda with lemon.
Absolutely. And a coffee. Black coffee.
Black coffee.
He is the only like rodeo guy that I've known that like likes club soda. Like that seems like such a refined
I crave
thing.
It.
Seems
I
like
crave
a bougie.
It.
Thing.
I'm bougie.
It is
I'm
very
bougie.
Bougie.
That's the word I was going to think.
He is very bougie. Now that's a good word for it, Jacob. Bougie. He's very bougie.
Well, I'm new school. I'm not old school. I mean, there are parts of me that are old school, like the yelling and the ah, you know. But
I thought Big Hat Rodeo was all about 105 years of the Wild Wild West.
It is.
It's kind
of. I like my
mixed with a little.
Oh,
club soda.
I almost dropped that F bomb. You. Beep. Fucking club soda. Anyhow, you know, I love it. But no, you know, it's
years
nice.
Of the Wild West plus club soda.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's a mild west
hey,
now.
Hey, the breakfast does make me happy because we can all get away. If we can get away from the arena, we can get away from whatever headaches we may have there. You know, you never know, right? Like, you might be waiting on a tractor to get delivered. You might be waiting on skid loader to get delivered. You might be waiting on whatever.
The rain to clear.
But the rain know? To clear, like this morning, right? Like
right.
We went to breakfast, we're sitting there, and Bernie Schneider's out there doing a rain dance at the breakfast table.
With his pugs.
With his pugs, you know, and they're squealing to the high heavens. And you got to tell him, hey, we don't want it to rain. He's like, oh, yeah, sorry, I messed up, you know? But
then you put it, just give him your phone, put him on Facebook Marketplace, he calms down.
Exactly. He'll find you, like, little mini dump trucks.
Goat rope and shoots
that we're now going to turn into a sheep rope and shoot because they hold up better than goats is what I've heard.
They do.
Yeah, you got to use them sheep.
They do. I'm telling you, the sheep rope
no,
is the
I'm
thing.
Not. Bernie's a sheep rancher.
There's a reason he wears them tall boots when he works mutton busting,
absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely. You ever seen his Velcro gloves?
Yeah. They got a little wool on them.
See, if he would wear a leather glove when he rides bulls, he'd last longer.
Some sheep say last a little long, you know. It's a bad boy.
You saw that, right?
We're derailing.
Yeah, you saw what I did.
We're derailing.
He was mad as hell the day when we shaved mutton butts and sheep.
Oh, man.
This ain't got nothing gripping me.
I got no grip.
We're derailing.
Where's my rosin?
Where's my helmet and crayons? Anyways, so, you know, you talk about the rodeo company. You talk about all the miles and the smiles that we put on people's faces and went. Talk a little bit about, you know, We're getting to where you're kind of starting to get away from the one-day rodeos.
Right.
You're putting on a lot of standalone events, like here in Edgerton's three-day standalone event.
Yep.
You're putting on your fair rodeos that you are putting on. You're putting on two or three-dayers, trying to.
Yep.
Occasionally you do a one-dayer here. But back in the old days, you know, of long, long ago, that isn't so long, long ago, the one-dayers was where it was at.
Yeah.
And talk a little bit about how it's changed from the one day, you know, pack up, take it there, set it up, do the perf, tear it down, and on to lay on out of there to the next one. Talk about how it's, you know, changed from that to what it is today.
Well, we figured out that, you know, the one day rodeos are great. It's a lot of work, you know. You got to load up, go set up, do the rodeo. You're not getting on most of those tracks or whatever it is until midnight, whatever the
track,
show is before you.
Baseball field.
Well, the baseball
arena.
Field's different. The baseball fields are not the one-day deals.
Well,
you know?
I know. I'm just kidding.
But
It's a metaphor. It's a big
but the
word.
Baseball deals are cool.
They are cool.
But, you know, you go, you set up. You don't get done until 4 o'clock in the morning setting up. Feed everything. Get everything ready for the perf. Do the perf, tear it down, you know, and then you might have to drive an hour. You might have to drive 6 hours. You know, we had it where we went from Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin, which is up north of Green Bay, up in the Finger. It's the opposite finger of Michigan.
If you was cool like me, you could show them on your hand, but you're not.
It's right here.
That doesn't make sense. That does not look like Wisconsin.
Well, that's because your light keeps fading.
Okay, whatever.
Anyhow, we drove down to Belvedere, Illinois. And it was about 5 hours, I think.
Right.
And, you know, you overnight it, taking all the rigs, get a setup, and you barely get a rest. I mean, barely get to sit down, and then you got to tear it down again. Right. And it's a lot of work. And
you're worn out. Your crew's worn out. Your stock's worn out.
It's hard enough to find good help. You know, right. we have a good crew this year, but you know, and I'm not 20 anymore. I don't crave that.
We can
packing
tell.
Panels and thank you. And are you 20 yet?
Yeah.
Okay. Packing panels and driving all night. You know, I mean, I had to stop one time. We were doing one of them overnight deals, and for whatever reason, I pulled over in a car parking lot. Car dealership. A truck and trailer.
Full truck and trailer.
Yeah. I was done. Dealership. I was done. I was about 30 minutes away from the fairgrounds and I was done. And, ooh. You know, I'm being safe here. So I pull over, put the truck in park, don't take my seatbelt off, nothing, set an alarm on my phone for 30 minutes, take a nap, alarm goes off, and I look up and I am in the middle of a car dealership parking lot, and I'm thinking that I'm in a traffic jam, and I slammed on the brake, and the brake's locked up on the trailer and the truck and everything, and it's like, okay, we need another 30 minutes, you know, but that's that exhaustion kicking in from doing them one-day deals.
Time out. You're telling me that you pulled into a car dealership.
Yeah.
Went to sleep. Woke up.
Did not realize I was still in a car dealership.
And
thought there was cars pointing at me.
You just woke up and thought that you had stopped traffic on the interstate.
You're damn right.
Because you're that tired.
I was that tired.
You don't like slap shit out of yourself or like roll down the window.
I had just woke up.
Yeah, I know. But like when maybe I'm just dumb. I don't know if I'm dumb or tough, but like when I get to that point, I just like slap shit out of myself or slap my leg.
Yeah,
or...
but you know, your job is a little different than mine. You know, you have your specific, this is what you do. And you weren't hauling a load of horses. And so
I played it safe. A very high dollar llama and a chicken.
Hey, Tony's a bad dude. And
yeah.
So is
Ricky the Rooster.
Ricky. Yeah, that's right. I got
Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders. Well, that's tomorrow. If he doesn't do his job, you know, we're all about doing your job.
Yeah.
Anyhow, you know, I played it safe
that
and pulled
Italian coming
over.
Out in them.
Played it safe and pulled over, you know. So, but it scared the hell out of me, I guarantee you that.
That is, what kind of dealership was it? You didn't think like...
Chevy.
You didn't think that it was all Chevy trucks were just, you know, stopped on the interstate?
I think I was
you?
In the used side, so there was
a mix of good
mixture.
Fair enough. You know... That's pretty good.
That was wild. I tell you what, scared the hell out of me.
I bet. You know, go on about the one-day rodeos. You know, obviously, if you're rodeoing, you're going to have rodeo stories.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're one-day rodeoing, I feel like there is more room for error, and so therefore there's better stories because you get to the point where you either have to make it fun or you go insane.
So,
because, you know, when you're going from, like you said, way up in Wisconsin, all the way down to Illinois, and then back, and then east, and then north, and then south, and then west, it drives you a little insane.
Right. No, it is. And, you know, in the later years, if we had to do any back-to-backs. Now, Lenore's really good about not booking the back-to-backs. It's a lot. And, but what we would do is we would lease an arena for that. For one of the two.
Right.
And a few years ago, we had a deal where we had a rodeo on a Friday night, and then we were in another town 100 miles away on a Saturday. And we had leased an arena for the first one. Our arena was at the second one, but we had a crew there that was going to start setting it up so we could come from one rodeo, at least unload the trailers, and then finish setting it up.
Right. Halfway ready to go.
Right. At least be able to get stock off the truck, get them watered, whatever. Well, at that second rodeo, they had a demolition derby the night before us.
Mm.
And they had put in a new grandstands and a new concrete wall, whatever. Well, their insurance company told them their concrete wall wasn't tall enough for the speed of the demo cars.
Right.
So what they decided to do was slow the demo cars down. Well, if you're on a clay track, how are you going to slow them down? By dumping 20,000 gallons of water on it.
Oh.
So
interesting.
We packed up at the rodeo. We finished the it was a 7 o'clock perf at the rodeo we were at. Got done with it. Got all the banners taken down, all that jazz. Loaded all the stock. Drove 100 miles. Got there. And the semi wasn't even on the track yet.
We pulled in
because
20,000
gallons of water. Luckily, we had a very good crew at the time that was not our rodeo crew. It was, you know, announcer, pickup men, whatever. Mm-hmm. Everybody was on a machine trying to scrape the track off, so because you couldn't even drive a forklift on the dang thing.
Right.
It had, by the time we got there, all that water had gone through, and it was, I mean, a foot and a half deep. And so we were up. I don't think we got done setting it up until about 8 o'clock in the morning. And then they were working all day on the ground. And actually, by the time we started the performance, you almost needed to water it. I mean, it was...
Really?
It was, I mean, I have never been as crabby as I was there.
Didn't you get your breakfast that morning?
Did not get breakfast.
Mm, that's tough.
It is tough.
Just ruins the whole day.
I mean, it ruined a couple days.
Multiple days after?
Multiple days afterwards. Yeah, there was a good nap taken.
I mean, that's fair. And the one-day rodeos, they're great. Because whether they're good and they're bad, as a clown, they're great because maybe your crowd isn't so great on Monday, but guess what? You get a whole new one Tuesday. You know, or as a stock contractor, maybe your rodeo ground wasn't as great on Tuesday, but you're going to a new arena on Wednesday.
Right.
Everything's going to change right. And be different. And there's a lot of fun in it, but at the same time, it like you said, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of travel.
Mm-hmm.
And you kill off your crew, your animals. And
yeah, it's hard on them. All that trucking's really hard on the stock. But, you know, the best thing about the one-day rodeos, you got one shot.
Right.
You know. And so you're going to do everything you can to make that the best performance because you don't have tomorrow.
Right. There ain't no way we'll get them tomorrow. Champ.
Right. No, you got to do the best job you can when you're there. And we try to do that every performance, obviously. But you got a one-day rodeo, you know you're going somewhere else tomorrow or in 2 or 3 days, whatever it is.
Right.
So that's the good part about them. You know, it's the back-to-backs that's the roughest part.
Right.
If you do one-day rodeo and then you got, you know,
2 days
five
in between.
Yeah, you're fine.
It ain't as bad.
Right.
You know, you talk about rodeoing, you talk about the crews. How has it changed over the years, crew-wise, you know, just in general, you know, rodeo has changed so much over just... If you look at rodeo 5 years ago, if you look at rodeo 10 years ago, it's just a complete different animal than it is nowadays. Talk a little bit about, I mean, I know it's not like you're an old timer, but talk about from, you know, maybe the early stages of it all the way to now, the differences you've seen in it, you know, the difference in the crews, the difference in the events, you know, how's it changed?
The production value is
right.
You know, that's top. You know, it's so important because people can sit on their couch, mm-hmm. watch the Cowboy Channel, and they can watch Pendleton, they can watch Cheyenne, whatever.
Right.
So if they're gonna go and they pay what, $100 a year for that, if
right.
you wanna watch the NFR. So if they're gonna pay whatever your tickets are, you better put a good show on.
Right.
You know, you're not gonna be back there otherwise. And
yeah.
so you know, the production value has gone up, I think, across the board, whether you're doing IPRA rodeos, PRCA rodeos, bull ridings, or open rodeos, you
yeah.
know?
Because we do bull ridings. If you look at the side of our stock trailer, it says...
You're dang right we do bull ridings.
Pro rodeo and bull
yeah,
riding.
Yeah, yeah. No, actually...
I didn't hear for 3 years. When's the bull runs?
Excuse me?
I've also never experienced bull riding.
That was Jacob Jackson. He's from Arkansas. He doesn't know how to read. Anyhow.
He can't read the side of the
He can't
trailer.
Read the side of the Well, it's on an angle. But we did a deal
Aren't all
where,
people from Arkansas trying to work an angle?
I think it's because one leg
up.
Is shorter than the other.
Oh,
I think
you.
It has to do with the inbreeding.
That's the third leg that's shorter than others.
Yeah, that's what we heard. Way to burn yourself. Anyhow.
Anyway.
Anywhom. we actually did a deal where used to do a one-day rodeo, whatever, and they wanted to do a bull riding the next night.
Right.
And so what we had to do on our own, they didn't ask us to, we tore the whole arena down and turned it into a crossfire pen for the bull riding. So
what
even...
A guy.
What's that?
I said, what a guy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it worked great, you
right.
know, but you can't do the crossfire pen on these skinny tracks if you're bucking horses. You know, I've seen some videos of people doing it. It's not ideal.
Not ideal.
It's not ideal. But you know, we do bull ridings too.
Right. Well, and that's fair. And I mean, I swear, my generator is not going to quit. You keep, it's just
old Sterling Silver's back in there, ain't she?
No, it's just because.
The magnetism.
It's just because it's chugging a little bit. I filled it with gas. It's not going to quit. Folks, we've had some trouble with our generators lately.
It's a Harbor Freight weekend. They knew something about this weekend was going to be off. I mean, it's rampant right now.
These
generators are dying left
and right. Generator city around
here. It's apocalypse for the generators.
So if you want to get a generator, stop on down to Harbor Freight for 20% off.
20% off right here in Edgerton.
It stops tomorrow, which will actually be 7 days ago when this comes out, right?
Right, probably. But, I mean, you know, between Jacob's taking a crap and then having... How many times did you go to Harbor Freight today?
Oh, I lost count of 4th, 5th trip. Hell, it went in the store 3 times in 1 trip. He's carrying a generator.
He forgot why he went there.
Shout out to Nate for
helping. That's that Arkansas stuff.
Yeah, that Arkansas deal.
But between that and Justin's generator breaking, it's been not real great. But knock on the table, my generator's running strong. The old Champion brand. Check them out.
You see, I think I went for a Champion earlier, and somebody recommended Predator. I think that was our lovely co-captain here.
Yeah, no, definitely. I love Predator generators.
So why don't you have one? Oh, wait.
I do have one. I just don't have it here. I have a bigger one at home that's a Predator, and I love it. It's just too heavy for me to move.
Is it also louder than anybody else's?
I mean, it's louder than that one.
Oh, my.
But it's a
65. Please don't bring it.
It's 6,500.
Folks, I don't know if you can hear this in the background or not, but Justin's generator roars out. Oh, yep, there it is.
Yeah, you hear her purring, that kitten?
Justin's generator rings out throughout the rodeo grounds. You know when you're pulling up to a Big Hat Rodeo because you can hear brrrr of Justin Casavera's.
It's kind of like that rodeo time song.
It is like
I mean?
The rodeo
like,
time song. You know
we're
it's
ready
time
to go.
Well, not quite. We still got a whole countdown before it. But
20 minutes left of the intro.
Yeah, but, you know, be ready. You pull up, you'll hear Justin's generator in the background. You're ready to go. It's rodeo time.
Damn right.
But, you know, speaking of generators, you've had some trouble with your generator. I've fixed your generator a couple times.
He's fixed multiple
after you
generators
broke it.
Today. He put some sweat and blood into that one earlier.
Yeah, I fixed
it. Yeah, well, I'm the one that said put
tears.
Oil in it, and it started.
We put oil in it before.
Yeah, you got to put
and
enough.
And gas.
Enough. You can't put bad gas in it.
It wasn't bad gas, was it?
Well, tomorrow we're going to drain the other one. We're going to play mechanic in the morning and see.
Put it in your van. That's a great idea.
Put it in the van. No.
It's in this bucket over here is where it is.
That's what Terry said. Put it in the van.
Put it in the van. Fall out the boat. Get the van. But, I mean.
Kid in the van.
Kid in the van. Not kid in the can. It's kid in the van. I put a sticker on Jake. Anybody that is driving down the interstate, if you
this
see a blue.
Ford Econoline, I believe.
A what?
A Ford Econoline.
With a new generator and a shitty generator.
With a new generator and a shitty generator. If he cuts you off, it is not me. He does have a sticker of me on the back of the van, but it is not me, people. Okay? But, no, we've not had very good luck with generators. I tried to be a good Samaritan, what, 2 rodeos ago? Yeah. West Chicago?
2 rodeos ago for you.
Well, for you. I mean, sorry. I'm not cool enough to work them all. But,
well, you know, if you didn't get confused about leap years.
That happens to you. Anyways, we'll shoot for next year. Anyways, at West Chicago, me being the good Samaritan I am, I decided that, you know, I come out, we got to run barrels. So, you know, I come out, I'm chilling out, and I look over in Justin's trailer, you know, the generator is not running. So me being the good Samaritan that I am. I'm like, I'm going to fill it for him. That was a nice crack.
Best one of the night.
How about it?
So anyways, that was a nice crack. You know who did not have a nice crack? The fan of the night last night.
How about him? Oh, Blue.
The moon was out with Big Blue. But either way, so I go to help Justin out. I'm going to fill his generator, be a nice guy, because not for Justin. Not for Justin, okay?
For the women and kids. Women and children first.
For the women
absolutely.
And the children. For his beautiful wife and daughter, I figured I'd be a good guy. Filled the generator, you know, that way the air was running when they came in there. So, I go to fill the generator, I fill it with gas, I go to start it up. When I pull it, I yank the cord right out of the generator. I mean, just plumb off. So, me being the nice guy I am, in my 10 minutes of barrel racing, I go to my trailer, I get all my tools. The tools that we used to fix Jacob's generator this afternoon.
Tools? I think that's an omen.
What do you mean?
Well, we didn't really fix the generator.
I mean,
we got it running.
I fixed it, though.
For a brief
10 minutes. It was 10 minutes of running in it.
We put oil in it.
We ain't got to put a timeline on it. Either way.
Anyhow, go on with your story.
I go to fix Justin's generator. I have to unbolt the whole flywheel.
Clutch assembly, crankcase, something.
The mumbo jumbo. I unbolt it. I run the cord back through. I tie it all back in. I put it back on. I bolt it on. I tie the handle back on in a nice fashion. It was a beautiful knot. Boy Scout type shit.
Navy, maybe.
As good as Curtis's knot on the chicken earlier? I mean, he tied a good old knot.
He did tie a knot on the chicken real good earlier.
He tied a good knot on the panels the other day. That's true. Is that tight? Yeah.
Yeah, good thing no one was underneath it. My God.
Either way.
Anyhow.
I tie up the generator. I start it back up. We're good to go. I do all this in the matter of like 10 minutes of the barrel racing. Then still go out there and do my job in the bull riding. Then after the rodeo, like we've talked about, you know, the Calzavera gene runs a little hot, and Justin is either really happy after the rodeo or really mad, usually. It just varies on how the perf went. And maybe even the perf went good, but the cell wasn't very good, so, you know, the hot part comes out. But either way.
When they're at that gate for 10 minutes, send them out.
On to the next one. Anyways.
Pow, pow,
old son. So anyways, you know, he's either good or he's bad. So I was a little nervous to go tell him that I'd broken his generator and then fixed it. Even though I'd fixed it, I was still nervous to go tell him I broke it. So I go and I tell him that, hey, I broke your generator, but I fixed it. Well, then he had to go investigate it himself, looked at all my handiwork. I explained it all, and he was happy, and everything was fine. But then we get up here to Edgerton, which, knock on wood, it worked. How many rodeos did you take it to that
it
worked?
Well, it did come apart one time, but it was not your fault.
Okay, but
in between here and there.
Yeah, but, I mean, for the most part, it's ran good and not been broken.
Oh, it's been great. It's been great. It's a when. I don't recommend buying one because they're very loud.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, okay.
Everybody knows. The people in the back 40 know. I think the people at the McDonald's in town know.
That's how the barrel racer knew where to come for Banamine.
Yeah.
We couldn't hear what Andrew was saying because of my generator.
Yeah, exactly. That's why he can't read lips. But either way, you know, I fixed it. It broke. Tomorrow we might go to the Harbor Freight in between breakfast and the meeting if we have time.
I don't know if there's enough time.
I think we just drain the gas out of the old big Honda generator and you take that sucker so I ain't
gonna
haul
it all week. The problem is that I'm going to get home Monday morning about 1 o'clock, and I got to go shoe horses all day. And then I have to get the trailer loaded, go shoe horses Tuesday morning, and then drive to Rochester, Minnesota, set that deal up. I'm not going to have time to stop by
Harbor Freight
and get a new generator. Well, so I'm going to have to go buy one tomorrow.
I won't see you for a month, and I'm on the road for 2 weeks. You can just take my backup there, and you can just keep it.
The backup one's that's shiny, right? The shiny one?
No, that's not shiny. The big one. The quieter one.
Big
one. It's quieter, except it sounds like...
It is quieter.
I'm going to filter myself there. It sounds like it's not...
Running correctly.
It's kind of like Bernie. It's
choking.
Not firing on all
cylinders.
It sounds
like it's choking. Sounds like it's choking.
Fair enough.
Anyhow.
Either way. You know, but that's part of it. That's part of rodeoing. Not everything works all the time. You know, between generators and fixing my trailer and, you know, Andrew and I.
They don't work all the time.
You know?
Yeah.
Between all that, you know, you just go on.
You have to, because at the end of the day, at 7:30, if that's...
The people don't care what's going on
during
the day. They
do not care that your generator's not running for your dogs, your lovely, lovely dogs.
And your children.
And your children. But
can't believe you admitted the dogs over the child.
Max.
Well, the child was not left in the trailer during the performance.
Really? That's what my mom did with me. I turned
out all
right. Well,
that explains a lot. And I've met your mother, and she would never do such a thing.
No, she didn't.
She's a lovely woman.
Barney on VCR, he was stocked up.
Yeah, he had what was Smokey and the Bandit?
No, not Barney. I did watch a lot of Smokey and the Bandit. John Wayne, Smokey and the Bandit, and Handy Manny. That's why I'm so handy.
Handy Manny. Or Handy. Handy.
No. It's Handy Manny,
that's
as in, like, with the hard hat and the tools. That's why I'm so good at
fixing
stuff.
Yeah, that's what he was.
No.
Anyhow.
Either way.
PG.
Moving on. So anyways, you know, we talk about stuff going wrong. You talk about road stories. Give us some good road stories over the last couple years, you know. Over the last couple years, give us... It don't even have to be the last couple. It could be way back when you were 12 and Grandpa yelled at you. But give. I'm pretty sure that's probably an everyday
occurrence.
Well,
you just said the last couple years. You want one of them 12 or the last
no,
couple years?
It don't
years?
Matter. That's
I
what
think
I was
if you
fixing
want some good dirty rodeo stories, you're going to go back pre-marriage, and that's longer than a few years ago. So,
just good rodeo stories. What the people want to hear.
Good rodeo stories. Well, I tell you honestly, and this is it's a cop out, but I'm going to use it. So last summer, we were called to do an NFL commercial. They wanted to. They were doing a thing about, you know, events that happen all across the country, and so they wanted to buck horses, and so we took some horses out to Fort Madison, Iowa.
Madison.
They have a PRCA rodeo, and
it was a great time.
Yeah, we had a good time. So we had a rodeo on Wednesday. Yep, we had a rodeo on Wednesday that week, and Monday we shot this commercial. So we took a trailer load of horses, took a few bronc riders with us, and then Darren Murray, one of our pickup men, and then Jacob Jackson came. This guy right here,
picked up
2J.
On Chuck,
oh, 2J, he picked up on Chuck the truck.
What the
truck, Lenora? If you're listening,
what
truck?
What
not the other
Chuck.
Word. And we got the buck. I think we bucked what 10 head that night, yeah. And inside of about 30 minutes,
I had a massive
which,
crowd.
Which
for
doesn't
a,
sound doesn't
out of
sound
nowhere.
Yeah yeah. It doesn't sound like a lot of horses in 30 minutes, but we took three bronc riders with us, and they were pretty exhausted. Yeah,
yeah,
they had
they
locals.
On Facebook said come out for
yeah. They just did
shoot,
a local post, and these people just came out and. Hooted and hollered and
just had a good time.
It was good. We had a great time.
It was like a practice pen on steroids.
It what? That's exactly what it was, except for the fact that the film crew wanted to have the camera woman inside
in the
middle of the arena when we did it, and I was like, well, so that's
not gonna work.
It's not gonna work for safety reasons. And we bucked the first horse, and they came up and said, thank you for not putting our camera person in the arena. Because
it went like, right to where that
and that's
yeah.
why
right.
he is. That's why he's the main cheese.
You dang right. You dang
he's
right.
He's smart. He thinks of them things.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. I'm all about safety.
He's willing to hurt feelings,
but not
to
hurts.
Save people. Mostly.
And we realized mostly. That not 3 hours of filming turns into 3 seconds of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Footage.
Yeah. It was 3 seconds of footage, and about three of us were on film, but. It turned out good.
I was
going to
say, I honestly cannot. I actually watched the Super Bowl this year.
It was not a Super Bowl commercial. It was an NFL commercial that ran on Peacock and NBC. So it was on Sunday Night Football and Peacock.
Oh. Yeah. So it wasn't actually the big hoorah.
It was not a Super Bowl commercial, which I'd have been very upset. So I'm a, you might not know this, I'm a SAG AFTRA member.
Oh,
do stunts.
You SAG?
Stunts. Screen Actors Guild.
Oh.
So... Anyhow, so when we made the deal, I was trying to get it through the union so that I could get residuals on the commercial. Because every time it gets played, you get paid. And so, couldn't do that, so that kind of sucked. But I had an idea of what we were stepping into.
Right.
So it actually went
really well.
You got paid
to go
well.
Do the deal, though, didn't you?
Oh, they paid very well.
Yeah, they paid very well.
But you wanted to be paid every time
I wanted
time
to get paid
played.
Every time that sucker got played. And so I was happy it wasn't a Super Bowl commercial because we got stiffed a few years ago on a Super Bowl commercial.
Really?
And we didn't know that they didn't give us that heads up. But
fair enough.
That was a fun time. And then we all went out to dinner, and he didn't have to set any panels up. We just hauled the horses there, and we hung out. And it was
they bought us all hotel rooms.
Yeah, they bought us hotel rooms, and... You know, we got to meet some really interesting people.
From
Australia.
Bernie loved Australia.
Yeah, yeah. He was a big koala fan.
He wanted to go down under for sure.
Koala and pugs.
Yeah, but it was cool because those people, so they'd been filming for 2 months all over the country.
Right.
And they had said that was absolutely the most fun thing they had done.
Really?
Getting to see the horses, you know, because they got to watch us unload the horses. Off the trailer, load them in the chutes, all that jazz.
Right.
And see that, they're kind of feral animals, you know,
yeah.
To a point. And it was really cool to get to open their eyes to it.
Right.
So.
I mean, that's what rodeoing's about. It's about having fun. It's about being with your buddies. And sometimes it sucks. Sometimes it ain't all sunshine and roses.
Absolutely.
But when it does come together and it is a good time, nothing beats it.
Nothing, nothing, nothing.
Because, what other job can you go to and get paid to do what we do, you know.
That's exactly it. And, you know, we're just doing something we love doing. And
mostly. I don't think you love packing panels, but that's part of it.
You get a couple weeks off, you're like, hey, we're going to go set the pen up, you know. And
panel packing party, buddy.
Well, I get to drive the forklift now most of the time, which
is
nice.
Yeah, that comes with that head honcho.
Absolutely.
Shoot bus.
I play that card as heavily as I can.
Fair enough.
And as Jacob is well aware, if I have to step off the forklift, I'm not happy about it.
Right.
Because I still outwork the kids, you know. But,
right.
Jesus. Your ghost is kicking in heavy, and that's absolutely your generator.
Dude, the generator is fine. It's not going to... It just chugged a little bit. I got the AC cranked up in that thing.
Well, that's good.
Because it got hot in there last night. Real hot.
I got hot.
Hot.
It was warm out last night.
It was metallic. Hot.
It was warm out
last night.
A lot
of sweating going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's because he was trying to open that package of ho-hos.
But not Merry Christmas.
No.
There's another clown that does like Little Debbie's. Little Christmas tree Debbie's, to be exact. He actually worked for you for a while.
Oh. Is it the one that left you the poster, the signed autograph poster?
Yeah, except I found out that he didn't actually sign it.
Oh, man.
That was his announcer friend.
Wasn't he like Clown Lears? Oh, no, that's John Harrison.
Oh.
Ow. Dang,
that's a hell of a...
Damn.
Why don't you tell a story about the setup with that clown where he may or may not have chucked a flying object at you?
Well, so back in the day, this unspoken hero...
He's one of my heroes.
He is a hero.
Yeah. Well, you're from Michigan and you have a southern accent. Sounds like you're from Mississippi.
M-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
Anyhow, I'm glad you know how to spell it.
Thank you.
We were setting up a pen back when this young man was starting to break into the business.
Right.
And get big. And now he's one of the biggest in the country, you know, world, whatever. And
he's a pretty big guy.
I happened to be carrying an arena panel by myself because at the time we didn't have good help.
So you were working.
I was working. And this young man thought it'd be funny to chuck a dirt clot from the bucking chutes all the way down the roping box. And I'm not sure
just in your general direction.
Just in my general direction. He couldn't hit the broadside of a barn if he was trying to.
Right.
Most days.
Right.
And he happened to hit me in the mommy daddy button. Right?
Yeah.
You know. And so I hit my knees. The panel hit my back. And there I lay.
Just folded you, right?
Just
in the middle
folded
of the arena.
Me in half. But I got him back because he was grabbing a gate off of the sky track and I happened to boom him out about 30 foot. In the air with it, you know.
And like, he was just hanging.
He was just hanging there. And
from
was,
the sky
He
track.
Was saying with this Mississippi attitude, or his accent, saying, oh, let me down, oh, just let me down, and called me all sorts of names.
Right.
That rhymed with Tuesday, and, you know.
Right.
Yeah, him and I had a lot of good times together.
A lot of good times,
A lot of good times.
See, but now that I'm clowning for you, we don't ever get to have no good times, because you're old.
He's always a fan.
Okay, hold on a second now. Hold on. It is 1:14 in the morning.
Yes.
Okay. We're sitting outside the Trey Casey Professional Rodeo Entertainment
The Clown
Rig.
Lounge.
The That's Clown it. Lounge. Let's Rodeo.
Let's Rodeo.
We're no longer the kid in the can.
Right.
We are not the kid in the can.
No. We're the kid in the van.
We're having a good time taping a podcast.
Not taping. It's recording. Recording, Justin.
Shit. We turned the film off.
Yeah. We're not filming anymore.
Well, either way. We're having a good time.
The barrel
just the
up
time's different, right? It's not getting your tire slashed outside of a strip club.
Right. There's a big
the
difference.
The times are different. And
times
that's okay.
are different.
That's okay.
Because we still have fun rodeoing.
Absolutely we have fun rodeoing.
We just, you know.
It's in different ways.
Instead of going to the bar after the rodeo, we go to breakfast in the morning.
Absolutely. But we still enjoy our beverages after the rodeo.
That's true.
Jacob and I.
Jacob. Yes.
The one's old enough. You know,
yes.
The minors can't touch that.
21 years or older.
We know. You don't have to rub it in. But either way, you know, you talk about now times. They're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You get to rodeo with your family, which is special, obviously.
It's great. I tell you what, honestly, like, and I'm going to interrupt you. I couldn't
do it
without, at least the kids aren't throwing dirt at you anymore. Anyhow, my wife is so supportive of what we do. Right. You know, most people don't know, but so I haul all the bucking horses to the rodeo, and she has to pull our living quarters trailer, which when I met her, I don't think she had driven anything bigger than a Kia in her life. And I just, like, I told her, I said, hey, you know, if you're going to come with, you got some responsibilities.
Time to nut up or shut up.
Absolutely. Be a man. Again. Be a man about it. You know, grow a set.
Do it
and
for now.
And I tell you what, she pulls that damn trailer all over the place. And
the new trailer. She's the new been pulling the 24 or 26 footer last
No, she's
now
pulling the 36 footer.
Now she's pulling the big rig now.
Yeah, she's pulling the big rig. And, you know, she hauls horses. And, I mean, God bless her heart, but she hauls the baby and the dogs. And the dogs are way rougher on her than the baby.
The baby. She is a good baby.
Not as bad as your neighbor's dogs over there. But.
My neighbor's dogs suck.
Bernie.
The one sounds like
Bernie
he speaks Japanese. Like,
he does, dude.
I don't know. I don't know what he's saying. But
he does. You know? He gets the barking. He gets going.
Yo.
You think it's like a small child screaming at you.
Yeah. I don't know why they didn't park on the other side of the shed. Like, well, he's running a generator, too. It's not like we're plugged into a pole.
We you know. No, his generator isn't nearly as loud as yours, though.
No. Well, that's because it doesn't work half the time. Well, neither does mine. Never mind.
That is true. Bernie was fixing to prey on your generator. Hey, man. Hey. What you doing with that old generator?
What you got in that box?
What you got in that box? What you got in that van, man?
Hey, you got any more of them generators?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but it's, you know, yeah, we couldn't do it without the support systems,
right.
You know. And luckily,
and
I
even though
that.
It's not as wild as it used to be, it's still fun.
Absolutely. You know, and I'm happy because I was raised, when I was a kid, I thought, well, shit, I'm the odd man out. I didn't play baseball. I didn't do the summer stuff.
Right.
But my daughter is now doing the exact same thing I'm doing. She's
right.
Getting raised going to rodeos and seeing a totally different lifestyle and getting to travel the country and getting paid for it. I mean, she's not getting paid yet, but
I mean, she gets
we're
paid
getting
in
paid.
Fruit snacks and juice.
She eats the hell out of some fruit snacks now.
She will, I know. She'll fight
she
you
got
for
that bubble gun fired up over there, too. I mean, she was launching those.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the Bluey bubble gun is popular thing in our
nobody
house.
Else got to take a turn on it. I mean,
well, she's selfish, just
selfish.
Like her dad. But no, it's cool. It's the fact that the family's been in the rodeo business for 105 years.
Right.
Which
longest running stock contractor.
Longest
in
running
the
stock contractor in the IPRA. And
no sweat. No big deal.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. You know, because if you don't do a good job, what's the point, right?
Right. Yeah.
And I just think it's great that we get to keep moving it on through the generations.
Right.
And that's what my great uncle, who was the first one in the rodeo business, I think that was his intention, you know. And then my grandpa bought his own rodeo company and started it, and then Lenora is now taking it over, and you know, whenever, you know, Sheena and I'll be running it, and you know.
And then Gracie.
And then Gracie Lou, you know. If you think Lenora's, you know,
I can see
a
it.
Little fiery. Oh, Gracie Lou, she's not going to take no shit.
Fair enough. I mean, and that's the cool thing about it, is it has been in the family for 105 years. And hopefully it's in it for another 105 more.
Yeah, and, you know, there's no reason it's not going to. It's just as, you know, I don't know what it looked like 105 years ago, besides the pictures. But it changes, right? Like every 5 years, it changes
right.
a little bit. Who knows what it's going to look like? But when you see the people that come and watch rodeos,
right,
you can pick out a handful of them in the audience that you're like, that person you would not expect to have paid to come watch rodeo.
Right.
And I think that's great because you can watch them laugh the whole time. They ooh and ah at the, you know, the horses or the, you know, whatever event we're watching, and you know, they cheer the people on, and I think that's great. It's
the clown with
the
his
clown
buddy Terry.
With Terry,
Terry,
you know,
spin the damn prop, Terry.
I think that I think it's important for people to remember history and how the sport started, but at the same time, it's just as important for us to morph it into what it needs to be.
Innovate it.
Absolutely.
And they love rodeo beer. That's what's crazy. Down south, they won't pay $8 or $10 for ticket in up
right.
here. What are they paying? 70? 60, 70 for the
well,
gold
the,
buckle?
Yeah, the gold buckles, I think, were 75 bucks
for
a seat.
Silver.
And, you know, what, a week ago, we were 20 miles from here.
Right.
And we're going back to that town in a month.
And I guarantee
and we'll
you
still
have
the damn
and they set
crowds.
Through, that last one, they set through a lightning storm and a tractor pull to be
absolutely.
At the rodeo.
Absolutely. And, you know, and they packed it. And it just goes to show that we luckily, you know, luckily we live in the area we live in that it's not a poorer area of the country. So people do have the money to be able to afford to go do these things.
Right.
But at the same time, it's not something they see every week. You right. know, in the summertime, you know, yeah, we do a bunch of events within, you know, an hour and a half of the house.
Hour, yeah.
But there's such a huge population that you're picking different people all the time. I mean, oh. the people that went to that fair rodeo at Jefferson last week is going to be a totally different crowd than the people that are going to go see it next month.
Right.
And
that's the thing about the fair rodeos, you know, and a lot of them are one days, but the fair rodeos are fun. The even just the events up here are fun because the people are wild. They don't see it every day. You
no.
know, they're not around cattle. They're not around horses. They're not around any of it. The only thing that they've seen, you know, Western is either the rodeo last year or Yellowstone, you know.
Like well, there it is. I knew that was going to get brought up.
What, Yellowstone?
Oh, Yellowstone.
Have you watched it?
I've heard of it, yes.
You've heard of it?
I've heard of it.
But have you watched it?
Yes. All of it. It's great. I think it's been great for the Western industry.
What about
I think
you?
It's been great.
Have you watched it?
Yeah, that's that park up there in Wyoming, ain't it?
That's where the buffalo hook all the people, right?
Yeah. I want to go fight a buffalo.
Dusty Tuckness said he wants to fight the buffalo. I think he can survive one.
I've heard that they're hard to fight because they swing around in the front end instead of the back.
Look, the Horn-Armed Bandit one time brought some to the bullfights in Ardmore, and one happened to get out. We thought, you know, he's got him trained to jump on a trailer. We can herd him right back in the pen.
No.
Hell no. That sucker put every single one of us up in there.
You probably all
so what I'm thinking is...
Wait, I need
Big
to buy
Hat
a buffalo.
Rodeo Company.
I need to buy a damn buffalo. I need to buy a buffalo.
Just one.
Yeah.
Just one.
Because he'll be
so
happier.
That way he learns all the chips and tricks all year long, and then by the end he's just a pain in the ass to fight.
I wish we had a bullfighter to fight him.
I know. That is you. That's you.
You're the honcho, dude. You're the veteran around here.
The veteran. The one that's been around
the
block
the
multiple
times. Lone
wolf
at times. Lone wolf, as we like to say it.
The Lone Ranger, but every Lone Ranger has Tonto.
Tonto.
Kind of like Trey has Terry. Kind of like Trey has Terry.
Trey has Terry, yeah.
Trey and Terry.
His little propeller spinning ass, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though when you piss him off because you're not spinning the big boat prop, but you revolutionized his act for years to come.
Added to it. You know,
I'm going
to
tell you what.
You revolutionized it.
Vital part of TNT.
I never would have thought about that. That was good. That was good. I never would have thought
about
that.
Did you just say TNT?
TNT.
That's
what
that's dynamite. That's
Trey
and
Terry.
Yeah, no, I get it. I got the connection.
Because we thebomb.com. Look us up on Facebook at TNT Water Skin Production. Under Big Hat Rodeo Company.
Yeah.
/ Trey's HVAC company and small engine repair.
Yeah.
And axle / tire repair.
Tire.
With
repair.
Help. With help.
Andrew did help me.
Andrew did help me.
Andrew is a all
he's,
around.
He's the top hand. He's the top hand. I think
Frodo could come over here and, you know, sit in.
Frodo,
he's shy.
So I'll tell you something about Andrew Frodo, right? And this is something that no one else in the history of the IPRA has. He has been pushing every timed event, calf, steer, whatever, for 19 years.
Straight. At the
Never
IFR.
Never took a performance off at the IFR. And I bet you he is the most photographed human being in the IPRA history because of all the shots taken out of the box. Now, he looks like an idiot most of the time, but he's in all the pictures.
He's great. Looks stupid, but he's great. That's terrible.
Him in his apron.
Him, he does have a cool apron.
He is a cool apron. I love it when it gets poop in the apron. That's the best part. And then you go up and slap it.
You know.
Shit splatter.
Yep.
You know, but, and that is the thing. Like, I wish he'd come on here because that is cool. To think about all the gold buckles that he has helped people win.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And you don't even think about it.
No, you don't think about it.
You never think about the guy pushing your calf.
No, you don't. And, you know, he sorry. He does get gifts.
Cool.
From his team ropers or his breakaway ropers, as he says.
Right.
But he shares them. Usually it's bottles of whiskey or he gets a jaunty jacket.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, he gets all sorts of gifts, you know.
But
it's kind of neat because you know, we are the longest running stock contractor in the IPRA, but last year was the 20th IFR that I've been on the superintendent crew. Right. And last
not
year was
only
his
top
19th.
Hand here, top hand out there.
I mean, maybe. We'll see what happens this year. But,
Moving on up.
Yeah, maybe. But it's a cool thing to be a part of, you know. It's our culminating event. And
right.
It's neat that we get to play that role because it's a very special... It, just like our crew here, it's a special group of people. It's like a family. And, boy, I don't know what they'd do if they had to switch.
Right.
So it's pretty neat to be able to be at that event and see all the people you watch all year compete, really battle it out for that end deal.
Right. Because, I mean, you're so diverse. You work the rodeos. You flank. You do all the stuff at the rodeos. You do all the stuff at the IFR. You shoe horses.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you get your hands in a little bit of everything.
Yeah, got a lot of irons in fire.
Got a lot of irons in the fire.
Yeah. But, even though we freeze brand now, but, yeah, I got a lot of irons in fire.
Fair enough. Fair enough. That's why you can see all them big hats on the sides of the horses.
Yeah, yeah.
Freeze brand.
There's a double hat in there somewhere.
There's a couple double hats.
Double hats.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
That's for me to know and you to find
this
out.
This is special horses.
Oh, special
very
horses.
Very special.
I gotcha. Okay, fair enough. Well, either way, you know, it's been great, Justin. It's been great having you on.
Well, I appreciate you having me.
We've had a good time.
We have.
And we'll have to come back on again. We'll get you and your aunt together.
We'll that'll be a good one.
We'll tell the whole story of the Big Hat Rodeo Company and
that'd
crew.
Be great. That'd be great.
But, you know, Jacob, do you
might
have
not
any?
Be this year because, you know, it's the last one.
This
yeah,
is
well,
my, oh, I forgot about that.
Well, it's that whole leap year thing. He just,
yeah,
he
just
got booked.
Well, it just means you'll have to book me again next year.
Well, you know what? See about that. We'll see how many clicks we get.
Oh, okay.
How many downloads.
All right, you heard it here, people. I need my job back, so make sure you blow the podcast up. Jacob, do you have
likes.
Any? Do you have any? Yeah. If this podcast could just blow up like me and Tony Lamas carrying Clay Norris,
my
on a
God,
horse,
how about that? We'd be popular.
We would be popular. I mean, 1.2 million views, 90,000 likes, 10,000 shares.
I think she owes you about 50% payback on that.
I would say so. I mean, I went famous. I made her famous. She kind of made me famous, but I was like, I don't know if it's famous or infamous. You know what I'm saying? But either way, you know, we've had a good time. You know. Justin, I appreciate having you on.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Jacob, we loved having you. We'll have to get Lenore and you on here at the same time, Justin.
Yeah,
tell the story
great.
Of Big Hat Rodeo Company in 105 years of the Wild Wild West.
Absolutely.
But...
why would you do that?
Don't push the buttons.
Damn
what
it,
we
Terry.
Talked about?
I went all night. Look, I've been Terry, over an hour and had touched nothing.
What have we talked about pushing buttons? And running the soundboard, okay? We leave that
he
to the professionals.
He pushes a lot of fucking buttons, I'll tell you that.
We leave that to the professionals. Anyways, we're going to wrap her on up. Justin, once again, thank you for coming on. Jacob, you as well. We want to give one more big shout-out to my big buddy, my pal, my partner, my co-host, Luke Scruggs. Hope all is well out there in Pennsylvania. We're going to try to get these deals passed out to you guys, pushed out to you guys a little sooner, a little faster, a little more efficient. Cowboy Christmas in July has caught up to us all. As it usually does. We're going into August. Hopefully things will slow. Well, they won't really slow down, but we're going to try to get a little more efficient at pushing these deals out onto the podcasting platforms. Remember, wherever you may listen to this at, leave us a review. Leave us a comment. Send us a message. Tell us, you know, what you're thinking, how you're feeling, what we can do better. Help us help you make this deal better to listen to. Hope everybody's doing well. To all them cowboys and cowgirls out there that are on the rodeo road chasing little white lines and passing city limit signs and search of gold buckle dreams. We wish you all the best of luck. Hope everybody's having a great season, and we'll catch you on down the road. Thank you once again, and good night.
It's rodeo time. What's on your mind? Riding bulls and punching fools all night. Twisting necks, cashing checks, lay it on the line. It's rodeo time.